The camp is certain to be mined, said another. The moment the evacuation's over, it'll blow up. As for me, I was not thinking about death, but I did not want to be separated from my father. We had already suffered so much, borne so much together. This was not the time to be separated. I ran outside to look for him. The snow was thick, and the windows of the blocks were veiled with frost. One shoe in my hand, because it would not go onto my right foot, I ran on, feeling neither pain nor cold. What shall we do? My father did not answer. What shall we do, father? He was lost in thought. The choice was in our hands. For once we could decide our fate for ourselves. We could both stay in the hospital, where I could, thanks to my doctor, get him entered as a patient or a nurse, or else we could follow the others. Well, what shall we do, father? He was silent. Let's be evacuated with the others, I said to him. He did not answer. He looked at my foot.
Do you think you can walk?
Yes, I think so.
Let's hope that we shan't regret it, Eliezer.
I learned after the war the fate of those who had stayed behind in the hospital. They were quite simply liberated by the Russians 2 days after the evacuation.
The rumors were true. The Russian army is near Buna. The Nazis want to take their prisoners to another camp so they won't be set free. But they tell the hospital patients to stay behind. Why does this worry Ellie and the others so much? They are convinced that what's happening is like a selection. Because the patients are too sick to walk to another camp, the Nazis will kill them instead. Even though Ellie can barely walk, he decides to escape the hospital and go to the next camp. Years later, Ellie finds out that the patients who stayed behind were not killed. They were freed by the Russians. If Ellie had stayed, he would have been freed too. Instead, he and his father go to another camp. Let's see where they go. Begin reading near the bottom of page 78 with, I did not go back to the hospital again.
I did not go back to the hospital again. I returned to my block. My wound was open and bleeding. The snow had grown red where I had trodden. The head of the block gave out double rations of bread and margarine for the journey. We could take as many shirts and other clothes as we liked from the store.